Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 21st of July 2017. The big story of the week you can't have missed. It was all about BBC Pay, as the corporation revealed the names of talent who it paid more than £150,000 to last financial year. Chris Evans topped the list with more than £2.2 million, and the list featured many of his Radio 2 colleagues, including Jeremy Vine at number 4, who was on the air just after the news broke.
We're joined by James Purnell, the BBC's Director of Radio and Education. I'm just wondering how you justify the fact that Chris Evans seems to be paid nearly 10 times as much as the presenter who follows him, Ken Bruce.
Chris Evans is probably the outstanding radio talent of his generation. He's on the most popular breakfast show on the most popular radio station in Europe. And if you rounded up all of Chris's listeners and asked him to pay for his show for a week, it would be less than one pence each.
How much would it be for Ken's, I wonder, because he's got 8.3 million?
I think for Ken it'd be 0.1p. So, okay. So you know, this is...
I'm just wondering if Ken should be knocking on your door and asking for it to be at least doubled.
Look, we're not going to go into individual people's pay today.
Well, we have done. That's the whole point of this, isn't it? Steve Wright paid more than Ken Bruce. Why is that?
Steve Wright... Look, this is the problem of comparing these things. Steve Wright does different things to Ken, so he obviously does a Sunday show as well. And, you know, Steve Wright is 0.1p per person per week. It's an absolutely brilliant show. All the shows on Radio 2 during the day are wonderful, and this is a fantastic radio station. Are we going to pay the right amount to get brilliant DJs? Absolutely. Is it going to be as much as people would get elsewhere? No, it won't be.
I'm listed as having a salary of between £700,000 and £750,000. How do you justify that?
Question of the week there, perhaps. Oh, hang on, we have another contender for that. Also on the list, Eddie Mair, who asked his boss this on PM.
Why do on-air people get paid more if they have a penis?
Talking to Radio 4 presenters, John Humphreys received £600,000 to £650,000 last year, and he went on Radio 4's media show to talk about it with Amol Rajan.
Would you do the job for less money?
Yeah, of course I would, and I have done it. I know this sounds rather curious, given the amount of money you've just read out, but I am doing it for less money.
But how much less would you do this job for?
Well, I've finished the point I was making. I've taken a couple of sizable, very large, very sizable pay cuts just recently. How much? I don't know. To see what the BBC wants me to do. I haven't fought to get loads and loads of money in the BBC. I joined the organisation 50 years ago and I was earning a couple of grand a year. Over the years, that's increased for fairly obvious reasons. I've done different things. And incidentally, the money that you've just read out, that includes Mastermind as well as the Today programme, obviously. And over the years, the amount of money I earn has increased. Would I chop my salary in half? Maybe I would. I don't know. The BBC hasn't suggested it.
I suspect those conversations may be happening soon. A bit further down the list, Five Lives' Nicky Campbell and Stephen Nolan are both in the £400,000 to £450,000 bracket, and Nolan spent the whole of Thursday morning's show on Radio Ulster talking about the subject.
Whether I like it or not, right, the BBC have decided that they're going to publish the salaries in bands between £400,000 and £450,000. So I said to the BBC over the last couple of days, I think it was yesterday, it might have been the day before, whenever it was, I said, look, can I break it down? So can I tell the listeners, how much do I earn for Radio Ulster? How much I earn for Five Live? How much I earn for television? Because I would like to tell them. And the BBC said, no, you cannot. That would not be in the interests of the BBC. Now, in that context, what do you want me to do? Walk in here, defy the managers and do it?
Well, overall across BBC Radio, we thought it was well handled, not afraid to criticise and challenge themselves and let listeners on the air as well to have their say. And there was plenty of banter, of course, about who was and who wasn't on the list.
It's opened up a debate. I think it's opened up the gender pay gap, and that's been useful on its own.
I don't want to foment trouble, but you should look on there. Who's not on there actually is more interested.
Yep.
Look, my ex-wife, Jane Garvey, consummate broadcaster, presents Woman's Hour, Jenny Murray, Jenny Murray.
Yeah. She's not on it.
Neither of them are on there.
I'm expecting a few texts to our show today because me and Anna aren't on the list about peanuts and monkeys. I think that might, because we won't be able to win either way.
No, add the three of us together and you'd still be just about getting there.
So hashtag not on the list, everybody, which is, so it's quite a comfortable day for us on Drive, but it'd be interesting to see everybody's reaction.
And I've got to say, you know, as three presenters sitting in the same room together at this point in time, it is all anybody's been talking about in here all day, isn't it?
Who gets what?
Yes. Barely anybody got anything done today, let's be honest.
But luckily, nobody has said, how much? You've got to be kidding me, haven't you? And that's good. That shows the camaraderie that exists.
Yeah. Well, there we are.
Well, maybe everybody.
says three presenters not on the list.
Tony Livesey there with Sarah Brett and Nihal, and before that, Adrian Childs. And there's much more on this, of course, on the Radio Today programme podcast this week, as Trevor talks to the former Five Live controller and BBC exec Roger Mosey, and also to the media agent Nick Cannon. Away from pay, and the footballer Peter Crouch has scored his own show on Radio X. He's covering on evenings and Sunday afternoons for a couple of weeks, while Gordon Smart is on holiday. Janice Long staying on at the BBC at Radio Wales after her stint on evenings through the summer. The station's also introducing a new Sunday morning speech programme, which will start in September. The former Blue Peter presenters Stuart Miles and Katie Hill are leaving Heart Four Counties Breakfast. Ivan Berry joined them on the show Thursday morning to announce he'll be taking over. He's new to radio but has done TV before for London Live and MTV.
Thursday, it's Heart Breakfast. Welcome to the show and welcome, Ivan, one half of the new show When Stuart and I Go. We're so excited for you, buddy.
I can't wait. He hasn't run away yet and he's so exciting to have you here. And we're just thrilled. I kind of feel like I have so many questions I want to ask you.
Yeah.
It's like getting to know a new friend, isn't it, really?
Yeah, how do we get to know you?
Well, I thought that I'd give you something a bit more interesting about me. So I've got a few sort of teaser topics.
Right.
That I thought maybe you could pick one that you want to hear
about.
How
many are there?
I've got six here.
Amazing.
I've got six, and, you know, otherwise we'd be filling up a whole hour of just
six?
Me talking. No, you're going to get one, I'm afraid.
Oh, we've got to choose, Hilly. We've got
to
choose.
Yeah.
What's going to sound the juiciest, I reckon?
All right. So the first one, do you want to know about why I'm wearing the shoes I found by the road?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good one. Keeping it classy.
Look at the shoes.
Why I took money out of a wedding wishing one.
I'm feeling that one right now.
My worst celeb interview.
That'd be good.
Well, I sort of feel bad about naming and shaming.
I think we might be going there.
Oh, I don't know. We've still got three more, I think.
How my girlfriend wanted babies at Wimbledon this year.
At Wimbledon? Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
I played a prank on my good friend and neighbour, and he cried.
I need to find out more.
And I accidentally set up a poisonous zoo.
Well, that's the first week of show prep sorted, at least. London AM station Spectrum Radio has applied to Ofcom for a major change to its format this week. It wants to go all speech with a focus on business and finance, sport, entertainment, current affairs and essential information. It's currently a music station aimed at various different ethnic minority communities in the capital. Meanwhile, Ofcom has opened up another round of applications for community radio services. You can see the full list of areas across England, Scotland and Northern Ireland where licences could be issued next at radiotoday.co.uk. And did you hear Chris Moyles on Thursday morning? There was a 40-second gap in one of his ad breaks. Cue a whole link talking about it.
So if you are listening in London, you would have heard what we call our Solus ad that was bolted onto the back of the last end of ads.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
Okay, basically, you would have had 40 seconds of silence in London, and then you would have had 40 seconds of silence in Manchester, and the rest of the UK if you're listening on DAB. That is an ad scheduling error.
There you are. So can you text us? 83936 is our text, or tweet at Radio X. Did you A, not notice anything?
Mm.
Or B, notice something?
Yeah. Without naming names, who was responsible for it?
I won't name names, but I'm on it. Leave that with me, guys.
Okay.
No, name a name. Go
it
on.
Wasn't Chris's fault. That's yeah, Chris, all that needs to be
It wasn't
said.
Me. It wasn't Pippa. It wasn't Dominic.
No.
I know that for fact. I can't say it wasn't James's fault.
It wasn't.
Okay, I can now say it wasn't James's fault. Matt?
It's not my fault.
Right. Pick someone you don't like in the building.
Who really annoys you?
I like everyone in this
building.
That's not
true. Yeah, I do.
That's what you were saying yesterday.
Dom, I like everyone in this building.
Some people you really hate.
Nope. I like everyone in this building. Oh, look, it's time for the news.
Dominic, choose someone you don't like.
I like everybody. Oh, Courtney. I mean, he's a right pain in the whatever, isn't he?
No, I really like Courtney.
Yeah, I'm only joking.
But you're out of order, Dom.
I'm only joking. Courtney's brilliant.
It was Vernon Kay's fault, everybody. Yes. Vernon Kay. There's probably just a lot of radio people listening. Go, to be honest, Chris, I thought it was just a problem with Genesis. I feel your pain.
Yes.
And don't forget, there's radio industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.